right, historic broadcast of Rosie on Ice. Romy, before we go on, I've just got one question for you. What do you think the fight song is for the South Dakota Jackrabbits? Here comes Peter Cottontail.
Are you
kidding me? Down the bunny trail.
I was thinking more like...
Now, that just put the fear...
Little bunny foo-foo, I don't want to see you.
Mike, do the South Dakota State University Jackrabbits have a fight song?
Yes, the Pride of the Dakotas wrote their own. It's an original. Thank you very much.
I bet it's got to be original. I bet it does.
It's called Ring the Bells, if anyone's curious.
Okay, well, we might want to cue that up just to give our listening audience some excitement here. Okay, so we're making broadcast history because we're now accepting questions by text, and Romy has like 60 or 70 of them that have come in. We've got phone calls that are lit up. We do have one open line if you want to try and squeeze in, 1-888-767-4348. But Romy, before we go through, can you just read through about 30 of those real quick just to give people a flavor of what we're getting? But before you do, let me cover just a little bit about Christmas lighting because that's officially our topic of the hour. Okay, so we got to spend at least 2 minutes on the official topic of the hour. Is that fair?
Let's do it.
Okay. We're talking about Christmas lighting, and I want y'all to consider LED lighting. Now, listen to me very close. I really want to get your attention here. The LED light, ignore how much they cost, okay? Because they're going to cost you more than the conventional lights. But if you'll do all your lighting in LEDs, the Electric Power Research Institute says for the average American, the bill for your Christmas holiday lighting will drop from about $10 for the entire season, will drop from $10 to 17 cents. It'll cost you 17 cents to run the holiday lighting the entire holiday season at your home if, in fact, you're using LED bulbs. I think these are going to, in a home, I think these are going to blow past CFLs. I think we're going to quit seeing CFLs, which all things considered is okay with me, okay? Because I don't think CFLs were near the great invention they were brought out to be. You can't install them upside down. They don't dim very well. I don't think most of them lasted near the number of hours that they were advocating they would last. And a lot of people, the fluorescent lighting just drives them nuts. Jennifer cannot be in a room with fluorescent lighting, just as one example. So these LEDs, they use 2% of the electricity a conventional bulb uses. 2%. And they last 10,000s of hours. You can put a recessed can LED in, and if you own that home for another 15 years, chances are you won't have to replace that light bulb.
You know where those really are going to come in? I was thinking about this last night. On tall ceilings like Uncle Rennie's, where you need like a cherry picker.
Well, you have to hire somebody.
To change the light up on top.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to replace them less often. They're going to use 2% of the electricity. The light is far superior to CFLs, I believe. I still like halogen light the best, but for the heat they generate, I'm converting to LEDs. So if everyone switched from incandescent mini lights to energy-efficient LEDs this Christmas, carbon emissions would be reduced by 400,000 tons just this year. Just this year alone. So if you're replacing your string of holiday lighting, strongly, strongly consider the LEDs. And I'm going to tell you, strongly consider the commercial grade LED light strings that are going to last you 5 or 8 or 10 years, as opposed to these $6.99 throwaway things. If for no other reason, for what we're saving in the landfills, just throwing all that junk away that's being made you know where, and import it here, sold for next to nothing, use it, consume it, and throw it away. So there's my soapbox for a few minutes. If you're going to be renewing your lighting string, strongly consider LED lights. Now, how many of those texts can you read through to give the listeners a flavor of what goes on here during the commercial breaks?
Ryan just moved on to 2.5 acres in Flagstaff, Arizona. Congratulations,
nice.
Ryan. Looking for a little advice on what type of trees to plant. We'll send them over to Warner's Nursery and Landscape. I'm trying to picture 2 acres in Flagstaff. I would think there'd already be a lot of pines, but there are a lot of valleys around.
A lot of meadows.
Where you hit an open pocket.
Yes.
And it would take a lot of years to plant pine trees to get that over canopy. So we'll see what Warner's can help set them up with in regards to getting a little shade canopy. We were talking about saving 10% of water. Ray and Prescott uses the Weathermatic Smart Line Controller that automatically adjusts water requirements as it relates to ongoing weather change.
These are all texts we've received by texting to
411-923. Okay. 411-923. He claims the Weathermatic has saved him 30%.
Wow, awesome.
In just the first year. Some gentlemen in Apache Junction are looking for the best type of weed killer. As another example, there's Clean Up, KLEEN. UP, Cleanup by Bonides, the one we use, or the in Apache Junction Treeland Nursery, I believe, is the closest to you for that. Let's see. Peggy's in Overgard, outside of between Payson and Heber on 260. Wants to know the cause of the reoccurring mold and how to keep it from reoccurring.
Field trip. Day trip. Day trip.
She called in, and they were on their way up there. But they just
don't ruin our field trip.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, she still probably need it, but they just purchased a home, and they were told there had been mold.
Okay.
It had been remedied. Then she cut out on me, but she was just wondering how do you make sure that mold's not coming back, and how do you really know something's been remedied?
Mold will not. Well, I would just get the air quality tested, and mold won't grow without moisture. So as long as there's no leaks. Or, and there's proper ventilation so nothing starts condensating inside the home, they'll be fine.
No, I don't think they've closed yet. Can she put a clause like that in the buy-sell agreement? Like, if it comes back, y'all are taking care of it?
You know, that's a great question. And what she might want to do is go to Sharon Altanoff at Indoor Air Quality Specialist and get some advice on what kind of test kits can be set up in there. I know they can actually take a syringe, insert it into the sheetrock, and suck air out of the wall cavity, and determine if there's mold still living in the back of that wall cavity space. And the other thing we can do for her, my good friend Brad Christensen that runs BC Renovations, the Rosie Certified Remodeler in the East Valley, bought a home in Overgard. So we can give her Brad's cell phone number as well, and Brad will run up there.
Oh, man, on his tay off, he would want nothing more than go check out mold.
On Brad, yes.
Oh, yeah.
He owes me that.
Go on vacation to check out some mold.
Yes, I'm going to go up to my cabin, and then I'm going to go to work. You know, when he does finally retire, which doesn't sound like it's going to be anytime soon, that's when we can start our White Mountain referral directory, because he'll be up there.
Oh, yeah, and he'll need something to do,
but it doesn't sound like he's going to do that quick enough for us. So we will give her, she texted the question, then she called the question. So she's obviously got a high level anxiety about it. The great thing to know about mold is I think there are about 10 million different types of mold on planet Earth, and less than 1/1,000,000th of a percent of that is truly hazardous to humans if you're in any kind of fair physical shape yourself. So mold has been over-sensationalized a bit as a hazard, much like some of the other things we've been chasing our tail over as far as abatement and eradication. So Sharon Altanoff, Indoor Air Quality Specialist in Glendale, probably knows more about indoor air quality than anybody I know. She can help you. She can supply you. She can ship you the testing kits and go from there. Appreciate the text. Appreciate the call.
Richard and Karen in Phoenix were listening earlier when we were talking about using Tabasco for woodpecker deterrent.
Yeah.
They said it did not work for them.
Uh-oh. But got a Cajun woodpecker.
Hung up a Snoop Dogg CD and it never came back.
Oh, man.
Dave in Star Valley just texts in and says, your program just keeps getting better and better. Love it. Wolf and Bear.
That was awful nice.
And then you were talking about Christmas lights earlier. This individual wants to know, will LED Christmas lights protect my plants from freezing like traditional light bulbs? And I'm going to say no. LEDs, you can, as far as my understanding, you could touch an LED. You could never touch a halogen without burning yourself.
Or an incandescent. But you know what, Romy? Depending, like you were asking earlier, when you text us, let us know where you are in the state. I would bet you if they're anywhere on the desert floor, unless it is one of the most extreme freezes, I would think just the ambient temperature of LED light bulb, if it's properly covered, you know, with a little frost cloth, I bet you it would be all you would need. It's not that they don't produce any heat. It's just that they don't produce near as much heat as all your other conventional light bulbs.
And that's 411-923, the first broadcast. We've had the text capability. It's a 120-character limit. Does not have pictures capability on this platform.
It's not a coloring book.
Right. So just quick comments, and do include your name. And as we mentioned, your city. So we have an elevation frame of reference to help properly answer your question and direct you to local resources, contractors. Of course, there's still rosieonthehouse.com during the week. This text is not something. This is during program only.
Who would have ever guessed that something like this would generate that kind of activity? That's unbelievable.
You have.
We love it. This is one more way we can interrelate with our listening audience. I love it. I like it. It makes it real time. This is great.
Pretty neat. And then during the week when the text isn't available or you don't catch us, because we do answer this number at the office during the week, which is 888-767-4348. That's 888-ROSIE-4U. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, R-O-S-I-E, onthehouse.com. There's a contact form right there. Also at the bottom, we've got two quick links for you. One's just the straight info at Rosie on the House email link, and the other one is our newsletter sign up. Type it in, your email right there, and you'll be on the list to get our weekly newsletter. It goes out Thursday. It gives you a preview of Saturday's lineup, along with some additional information on our topics and our landscape hour.